I love this little game we play. Heading to a dark dive bar or an electric club, each on our own, pretending we don't know each other, and then seducing one another all over again. We've done it so many times around the city, but the fantasy never wears off. Tonight, I followed the instructions in your message and came here to this small, lush, speakeasy-style club. You always find the best places for us to escape to. Despite the unassuming location, the large, velvet-lined room is crowded. Most of the couches and tables are occupied. There is a writhing mass of people on the dance floor, gyrating to the hypnotic music. And at first, I can't spot you. Already, the music has added a rhythm and sway to my movements. Can't help but feel it with every step I take further into the club. And then finally, I see you standing by the bar. Our eyes meet, and I can tell that you've been watching me, that you spotted me far before I saw you. I can't help but stare when you wear a suit, and tonight is no exception. The way you've loosened your tie and the collar of your shirt, showing just a glimpse of your collarbone. You've unbuttoned the sleeve cuffs and rolled the arms up to just your elbows. You know what that does to me. And the small smirk I see behind your eyes as I unabashedly scan you up and down tells me that is precisely why you've done it tonight. As if I really don't know you, I self-consciously smooth my dress down over my hips. But you know this dress well. It's one of your favorites. The thin blue material leaves very little to the imagination. The way the neckline scoops low over my breast and the fabric clings to every inch of me. Not that you need to use your imagination. You know exactly what is underneath it, including the fact that I never wear panties under this dress. I nod my head in the direction of the dance floor, then turn and head that way without waiting for a response. I know you'll be close behind me. Soon, I'm weaving between gyrating couples to a pocket of space, beginning to swivel my hips in time with the beat. Doesn't take long for me to feel your fingers slide around my hips and pull me back against you, the curve of my ass pressing back into your hips. I instantly lean back against your chest as our bodies pick up the same rhythm, loving the firm pressure of your fingertips as you slide one hand from my hip to my stomach, drawing me in closer. As I grind my ass back against you, I tilt my head up and to the side to introduce myself. We choose different names every time we do this, and tonight, I'm Sierra. As you lean forward to press your lips close to my ear in reply, I snake my arm up and behind your neck, sliding my fingers through your hair and pulling you in close to me. Briefly, your lips make contact with my earlobe before you turn and plant a kiss on my neck, just below my ear. One of your hands leaves my hip to push my hair out of the way and expose more of my neck to your hungry mouth. Ugh. I can't help but gasp when your teeth graze my sensitive skin. Like fingers curling against the back of your neck. But the noise is smothered by the thrum of the music. Already, the heat from the dance floor is plastering hair against my forehead and my dress against my torso. And I can feel your shirt sticking to your chest as I roll my body against yours. Feel your hand creep down from my hip to the short hemline of my dress, where your fingertips graze over my bare upper thigh. Normally, I would push your hand away as your fingertips explored up under the hemline, bunching up the fabric slightly as they move towards my already wet slit. But not tonight. The atmosphere is intoxicating. The feel of your mouth on the curve of my neck. The pressure of your body against mine. And the sight of other pairs of grinding bodies all build my arousal, and I don't care who sees your hand beneath my dress. Between my legs. The press of bodies around us and the dim lighting make it unlikely that anyone will notice, anyways. I turn my head and muffle a small moan against your neck as your fingers find my clit, instinctively grinding forward against your hand. Your mouth releases from my neck, and I can barely hear your chuckle. A noise that turns into a gasp as I close my mouth around your neck just below your earlobe and bite gently. Second finger joins your first as you tease my clit. Sending shivers through my body despite the heat. In the past, these charades last a few short hours and lead us home, where sometimes we keep our characters intact as we hastily undress each other, as if for the first time. But tonight, something about tonight is different. Oh, God. And I don't think I can wait for you to take me home. I can feel your already growing erection pressed against my ass through your suit and my flimsy dress. And I can tell you are as anxious to skip the pretending as I am. Slowly, I release my fingers from your hair and draw my hand down from the back of your neck along your shirt collar, hooking my fingers around your loosened tie. I grab your wrist and pull your hand from between my legs, bringing it up so I can wrap my lips around your two wet fingers. Relishing the taste of myself as I suck them clean. Before twisting to face you, I take a few steps backwards while I let the length of your tie slide through my fingers. As I reach the end and it falls, I turn and walk towards the back of the club in the illuminated restroom sign. I can almost feel your confusion turn to excitement as a soft, oh, escapes your lips. Again, I don't have to turn around to know that you're close behind me. And as I reach the doors for the two small bathrooms, I breathe a sigh of relief when one opens, unoccupied. I turn the light on and glance over my shoulder as I step in, waiting for you to close and lock the door behind you before pushing you back against it, leaning my body into yours, and matching your devious smile with my own. You know I love that suit and tie.